Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a HeatWave style pad performance tool in Ableton Live 12, using groove pull tricks to get that old school jungle, mid-90s DNB shuffle without wrecking your timing. This is intermediate level, and it sits right in that DJ tools mindset. You're building something you can actually perform with. Pads on a keyboard, pads on push, whatever you like. The goal is simple, clean drops on the bar, but a human, rolling swing inside the loop. Tight spine, dancing air. By the end, you'll have one drum rack that feels like a mini jungle deck setup. Breaks, fills, tops, stabs, vocals, all on pads, with choke groups so things cut like a DJ switch and a groove setup that makes hats move, while your kick and snare stay confident. Let's set the session first. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a classic rolling pace, right in the pocket for jungle and DNB. Then set global quantization to 1 bar. That's important. You want to be able to slam loops and cleanly on bar lines, then let groove handle the micro movement inside the bar. Later on, if you want more aggressive juggling, you can drop quantization to 0.5 bar, but start with 1 bar so everything behaves. Now we build the instrument. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. This is going to be your HeatWave pads rack. Then start populating it on your lower pads. Load 4 to 8 break loops. 1 bar or 2 bar loops work great. Put them on something like C1 up through G1, just so your hands know this row is breaks. Next, load about 4 fills, 0.5 bar or 1 bar fills. Put them on the next row up, something like A1 through D2. Then on a higher row, load stabs, vocal hits, sirens, little classic jungle punctuation. Now, a key idea for the break loops, we're not treating these like one-shot drum hits. Each pad should behave more like a loop launcher that stays musical when you swap it. So click your first loop pad and open the Simpler that drum rack created for it. In Simpler, set the mode to Classic. Classic is solid for loops and racks. Then choose your trigger behavior. If you choose Gate, the loop plays only while you hold the pad down, and it stops when you release. If you choose Trigger, one press keeps it playing. For performance, Trigger tends to be easier, but Gate can be really fun if you like doing quick cuts. Pick the one that matches how you play. Turn loop on, turn snap on, then set voices to 1. That monophonic setting is a big deal. It stops flams and doubles when you retrigger the same pad. You want clean, single intention. Now zoom in and set the start point right on the transient, right where the loop actually begins. Your downbeat matters here. If your downbeat is sloppy, no groove trick in the world will save it. Optional but often important, warp. If your break is not perfectly consistent, or it's a vintage rip, turn warp on in the sample view. Use Beats Warp mode, preserve transients, and set transient loop mode to forward. Start with the envelope around 60-80%. That keeps the attack clear while letting the tail breathe a bit. Quick coach note, if you ever hear clicks when you retrigger loops, that's usually not timing. It's release behavior or a zero crossing issue. Fix it by adding a tiny fade on the sample or increase Simpler's release just a touch. That lets your choke group cut stay aggressive without pops. Now we add the DJ behavior. Go into your drum rack and set up choke groups. Put all your main breaks into choke group 1. That means when you trigger a new break, the old one stops, like switching records. Put all your fills into choke group 2. So a fill cuts the previous fill cleanly. Stabs and vocals can be free, or you can put them into choke group 3 if you only want one stab at a time. This right here is one of the things that makes it feel like a performance tool instead of a messy layer stack. Know everything plays at once chaos. Now we get to the magic. Groove pool. Open the groove pool. Then in your browser, go to grooves and look for swing 16 variations, MPC style grooves, and even some Latin or percussion grooves if you soften them. At 172 BPM, you don't need insane amounts. Start in the 55-62% swing area for the classic vibe, but we'll control the intensity with groove pool parameters, not just the groove file. Drag 2 or 3 grooves into the groove pool. Rename them so you can think like a performer. Something like jungle swing light, jungle swing heavy, and loose tops. Before you apply anything to your breaks, do this calibration trick. Create a plain 1-bar MIDI clip somewhere with a closed hat on every 16th note, like a metronome hat grid. Apply your candidate grooves to that clip and listen at 172. If a groove makes the end of 2 feel late in a bad way, it will usually smear your jungle snare too. You're looking for grooves that enhance forward motion, not grooves that feel like they're dragging the bar backward. Now, there are 2 ways to apply groove, but for this HeatWave pad method, there's one that's usually cleaner. Option 1, and the recommended move. Apply groove to MIDI clips that trigger the pads. Create a second MIDI track and name it PAD Triggers. On that track, create a one-bar MIDI clip and place notes that trigger your drum rack pads. Think of this like programming a performer's hands. For example, you might have a note that triggers your tops pad every bar, and maybe a note that triggers your main break pad at the start of the phrase. You can keep it simple at first. Now drag a groove from your groove pool onto that MIDI clip. In the groove pool settings, start with timing around 20 to 40, random around 5 to 15, velocity at 0 to maybe 10, and bass usually at 1/16. Here's a big teacher tip. Bass is not just a small setting, it's like a swing character switch. At 160 to 175 BPM, changing bass can feel more dramatic than tiny timing tweaks. Bass at 1/16 gives you that classic shuffle detail, perfect for hats and ghosts. Bass at 1/8 gives you more of a lurch. Use that sparingly. It can be amazing on fills or short tops loops, but it can also make a main break feel like it tripped. Also, don't hit commit yet. Keep it live while you experiment. Commit is for when you're sure and you want to print the feel into the clip. Option 2 is applying groove to audio clips directly. That can work if your break is warped perfectly, but if warp markers are even slightly off, groove plus bad warp becomes Flam City. If you do it, keep timing light, like 10 to 25, and random very low, like 0 to 8. Now, the core old school trick, split anchors versus swing. Old jungle often has a solid backbeat, and then a shuffly top layer that makes it roll. So we're going to duplicate a break pad into two layers. Duplicate your break loop pad. One pad will be anchor. The other pad will be swing tops. On the anchor chain, at EQ 8, high pass around 30 hc just to clear nonsense. If it's boxy, do a gentle cut around 300 to 500. If you need a touch more weight, a small boost around 180 to 220 can help. But be careful because that's where mud can build fast. Keep the groove influence low on the anchor. Timing 0 to 15. The anchor's job is to hit with authority. On the swing tops chain, at EQ 8 and high pass it's somewhere around 200 to 400 hc. We're literally removing the body, so the groove can move there instead of the spine. If you want more brightness, a gentle shelf around 7 to 10k can help. Add auto filter and set a low pass around 10 to 14k if you want that final, slightly dark top. Then apply heavier groove to the tops. Timing around 25 to 50, random around 8 to 18. And here's a sneaky one. Velocity groove can be more jungle than timing groove. A lot of those classic breaks feel alive because hats and ghosts are uneven, not just late. So on tops trigger clips, try velocity at 10 to 25 with moderate timing. You get movement without pulling the snare off its throne. If the groove is close but not sitting, don't panic and start regrooving everything. Use track delay as your safety net. Nudge the layer plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds. This is the DJ nudge method. Keep the vibe. Lock the pocket. Now let's build quick performance controls. The heatwave control strip idea. Inside your drum rack track, group your key devices into a rack where needed and map macros so you can perform fast. A good set of macros looks like this. One macro for a swing feel intensifier. You can't directly macro groove pool globally, so you mimic it with performance tools. Track delay on a specific layer, note echo timing, or simply swapping between trigger clips that have different groove settings. That's actually one of the cleanest approaches. Have clip A that's lighter, clip B that's heavier, and you switch clips as an energy fader. Another macro for lo-fi or age. Use Redux with a little downsample, or saturator with soft clip on and drive around 2 to 6 dB. A filter sweep macro. Auto filter cutoff from about 200 hc up to 18 khz, with resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. A space macro. Hybrid reverb, plate or hall. Keep it subtle, like 5 to 20% wet, or use it as a send so you can spike it for transitions. A tape flutter fake macro, chorus ensemble subtly or auto pan with phase at 0 degrees and a tiny amount, just for movement. Put this on tops or stabs more than anchors, and then a break or stop macro. In Live 12, you can use shaper or a quick pitch and filter drop to simulate a spin down. Pro move, apply the break to tops only for one bar before the drop, and bring the anchor in clean on the next downbeat. It sounds dramatic, but the dance floor never loses the grid. Now, arrangement and performance strategy. Think in 8 to 16 bar DJ-friendly chunks. For bars 1 to 8, run tops only, heavier groove, maybe filtered break teasers. Bar 9, drop the anchor break in with light groove. From bars 9 to 16, swap between two break variants every 4 bars. Your choke group will keep it clean. Every 8 bars, trigger a fill pad, then a stab pad, then return to the main loop. That call and response punctuation is pure jungle language. The crowd understands it instantly. If you want to go deeper, here are a couple advanced variations. Try a two-stage groove system, a template groove for your main vibe, light timing and low random, and a second performance groove that you only apply to your fill trigger clips. That way, your main role stays dependable, and your fills suddenly get wild without making the whole track feel late. Or build three grooves in groove pool, light, medium, wild. Instead of changing timing massively, keep timing closer and very random and velocity. That avoids that scary moment where your drop suddenly feels behind the beat, because you got excited with swing. And Live 12 has a fun one, break juggling inside one MIDI clip using probability. Program break a notes at 80 to 90% probability, and break B notes at 10 to 20%. Now you get variation without changing your hand routine. Then make a second clip, where the probabilities invert for an instant switch up. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't groove the whole break equally. That's how you make your kick and snare drift and lose punch. Split anchor and tops.